Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back to chapter number 10. This is on the book of Joshua. And the objectives are, upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Joshua. You'll be able to identify to whom the book of Joshua was written. State the purpose for the book of Joshua. Write the key verse of the book of Joshua from memory. And state the life and ministry principle for the book of Joshua. Now, the book of Joshua was written by Joshua himself. It was written to Israel. And the purpose was to record the history of the conquest of Canaan. The key verse is found in chapter 25, verse 15. The life and ministry principle are this, that no moral or spiritual victories are won without battles. The main characters are Joshua, Rahab, Caleb, Achan, Balaam, and Eliezer. So, in our outline, and as in with the other ones, I'm not going to give all the verses. I'm just going to give the chapters, and you'll find the verses in your book. So, in Roman numeral number 1, we have entering into the land. That's found in chapter 1 and chapter 5, which goes into Joshua being commissioned, chapter 1, the preparation to cross the Jordan, chapter 1 and chapter 2, Jordan is crossed, chapter 3 and chapter 4, and Gilgal is occupied in chapter 5. Roman numeral 2, possessing the land, that's found in chapters 6 and chapters 12. So first we have Jericho and Ai are taken, chapter 6 and 8. Joshua's altar, chapter 8. The Gibeonites receive, chapter 9. Southern Canaan conquered, chapters 10. Northern Canaan conquered, chapter 11. The conquest is summarized in chapters 11 and 12. Roman numeral number 3, occupying the land. So we have chapters 13 and chapter 22. First off, Joshua is instructed, chapter 13. The eastern tribes are assigned, chapter 13. Then the western tribes are assigned in chapter 14 and chapter 19. Then we have the cities of refuge are dealt with in chapter 20. The Levitical towns are dealt with in chapter 21. And the eastern tribes are sent home in chapter 22. In Roman numeral number 4, Joshua's farewell address and death, we have chapters 23 and 24. So first off, he reminds them of God's goodness, chapter 23. He warns them concerning disobedience, chapter 23. He reviews this history, chapter 24. He challenges them to serve God, chapter 24. He completes the book that bears his name, chapter 25. And he dies and departs to heaven, for heaven, chapter 24. So that's it for this outline. Go ahead and go to your chapter self-test and join me in the next outline.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.